nice to see Joe out there yesterday, able to do something.
I was great. We spoke. Well, obviously, this has been a long process. He's very excited about the opportunity. We were joking, and he had said he feels like a kid Christmas morning, and I kind of feel the same way. Having worked with him in the past, I'm very excited about the opportunity to work with him again.
And then the Green Bay game, what are several of the questions you still have to answer?
Excuse me?
A lot of questions that what the roles are going to be, I would imagine.
I think here's
one of the big ones in your mind.
We're just going to go out and we're going to compete. There's guys competing in many positions, and I think that'll all become clearer as we move through the preseason. I'm excited that these young guys will have an opportunity to show what they can do.
How's the safety competition coming along?
Right now, I think it's we got guys moving around different spots. And like I said, you are what you put on tape, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
How's K1 been doing? He's gotten a lot of action, and it looks like there's a pretty good battle maybe going on between Jamar and K1. Can you address that a little bit?
I think both those kids, football is very important to them. There's a saying that iron sharpens iron. Just like out there, these guys are competing with each other, and I think at the end of the day, we'll end up with two really good football players that are going to help us win games.
When you look at Jamar, obviously he was somebody basically cast aside by his previous team. What are you guys seeing in him that maybe the Dolphins didn't see anymore?
Well, with Jamar's case, I think he's a true professional. I think he's embraced the challenge. He's come in. He's worked really hard, both on and off the field. He takes coaching really well. He really has a really good athletic skill set. He can play both on the outside, and he can play inside. And like I said, I'm excited to see him playing games. I'm glad we got him.
He said he hadn't played nickel in a long time. What did you see out of him that you thought, hey, he can make that switch to?
Just his knowledge of football, his awareness of football, just being a natural football player, number one. But then his really good quickness, that really helps when you're inside there.
You pretty much had Campbell and Poyer as the safeties for the number one team.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any competition there, or is that locked in?
I think as we go through these games, I think, like I said, it'll all play itself out. They'll continue to work. We drafted, obviously, at that position, and at the end of the day, the best players will play.
How's Justin Gilbert been doing?
He's doing great. He's come in, obviously, with Joe not being able to take reps in practice, he's got a lot of work with the first team. I think that's been great for him. I think he's grown. He's really done everything we've asked him to do from a technique standpoint. He's been great in the meeting, so I'm excited to see him playing the game as well.
Is this a super critical camp for him, or is it just another year in his progression?
I think it's just another year in his progression.
Of course, you weren't here last year. When you see tape of him from last year, though, what do you see different about him?
I focus on what I see with him. I kind of gave everyone a clean slate when I came in, and I'm just really worried about getting these guys playing to the best of their ability.
Do you feel like with Jamar that maybe he just kind of needed somebody to have a fresh set of eyes on him and sort of believe in him again and kind of help him get his confidence back?
Again, in this profession, just like coaches, we change teams, players change teams. I think you have to live in the moment, and you have to utilize their talents to the best of their ability in the moment and work from there. I try not to talk about what they've done other places because I don't know what they were asked to do. All I know is what we coach and what we expect from them.
What are the characteristics you like about Campbell Ibrahim?
First of all, he's a very diligent player. He studies hard. He's been great in the offseason. I think he'll bring a physical nature to the position, and he's a player that can adjust and play in space as well.
Is there any concern? He's a second-year guy. Danny's a second-year guy. X is a lot of second-year guys that, maybe you guys are too young back there, and there could be a lot of growing pains.
No. We'll just play the guys we have, and we'll get them to do the best we can. That's our job as coaches, to put them in positions to make plays and to win games.
Pierre Desir has been moved to safety. What can you say about him so far?
Now, again, we moved him inside. We have a few guys that we're playing kind of as hybrids, and the reason you do that in this league with all the multiple wide receiver sets, a guy that has a skill set at corner when you're playing a team that puts three wide receivers on the field, in order to move a guy like that inside at safety, gives you a better chance to win on an every down basis. He's done a good job so far.
Who are the other guys?
You'll have to figure that out in practice.
Yeah, I hear what you say about Justin Gilbert, but it seems like when I look out, he's getting beat. Am I just focusing on the bad or what? I mean,
well, you know, like I said, we're working through some things with him, and you may not see. Quarterback may hold the ball longer, the play may break down, but he, from a technique standpoint, he's done what we've asked him to do so far.
And how do you plan on using him when you get Joe Hayden back there on left corner?
Well, we'll see how that works out when as we go through the preseason.